You'd be cleaning the floor, getting all the dirt and dust away. It'd be a lot of dust. Dust will come when, you know, in your house if you don't sweep. You know, like you have a piece of furniture somewhere and go and move it, you see dust being accumulated behind.
What would you call something that might, if you're dusting, that might form in corners and might be kind of like a spider web or something?
A spider web. Uh-huh. It could be spider webs that form. Mm-hmm. You know, I have seen them when I clean up in the corner of my house. Mm-hmm. Sometimes they even, little spider webs will be there and a little tiny spider be in.
Yeah.
After a while.
Mm-hmm. Would you call these anything else?
Cobwebs.
Would cobwebs ever form outside?
Yes, they form in trees or whatever, around wood.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Would you, if it were outside, would you call it a cobweb or a spider web?
I don't really know. I thought they were both mostly the same.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. If you went in the utility room, you might be using a washing machine and dryer or something, what would you be doing?
Mostly washing clothes or whatever, you know.
If you were in a two-story house, how would you get from the first floor to the second floor?
Stairs.
What would you call something that's built outside of a door that people would walk and put chairs on?
A porch. It could be a front porch, a car porch, or whatever. Back porch,
mm-hmm.
Whatever.
Have you ever heard of veranda or a breezeway or something like that?
I've heard of a breezeway.
Mm-hmm. What would that be?
It could be on a lot of different things, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I went on one mm-hmm. when I was on the beach.
Yeah.
And it was a long one, went out almost over the water. Mm-hmm. You know, and just walking there. Mostly you just find couples walking on the breezeway.
Yeah.
Feeling. Be a lot of air, you get a lot of air when the wind is blowing because it's open, you know, to hear today.
If a door is open and if you don't want it that way, you might tell someone to
close it.
And if you were really mad, you might say, it's raining outside the door.
Shut the door.
What would you call the boards outside of a house that might lap over each other? It's kind of, I guess they don't really, you wouldn't see them on too many houses anymore, but they kind of lap like this.
Are you talking about shutters?
Or, yeah, shutters would be...
By on the side of the windows.
Yeah. If you wanted to get into Jacksonville and you were outside the city, you might get in your car and
drive.
You might say, "Today I into Jacksonville."
Today I drove into Jacksonville.
And tomorrow I.
Tomorrow I'll leave Jacksonville.
Uh huh. And. You might say, if you were going from Jacksonville to Atlanta, you might say, tomorrow I will
go to Atlanta.
Mm-hmm. And if you were specifically going by car, you might say, well, tomorrow I will
drive to Atlanta.
What would you call the part of a house that covers the attic?
The roof.
And what would you call little things along the edge of a roof that might carry the water off and down through pipes?
I don't know.